The Olympic Games are now just over 3 weeks away. NPR's Philip Reeves is tracking preparations. He brings us his latest letter from London.
So it's true then. Surface-to-air missiles really will be stationed on London's rooftops during the Olympic Games. Officials have been chewing over this idea for months. Yesterday, Britain's Defence Ministry announced the government's finally made up its mind. Batteries of Rapier and Starstreak missiles will be ready to repel attacks against the Olympic Park. They'll stand guard at six sites.
What do we want? Missiles out! When do we want it?
Now!
Some London residents aren't at all happy. Over recent weeks, they've signed petitions and paraded through the streets, singing their own protest song.
Join us in protest against the missile threat. We'll fight for people's freedom and their needs are met.
Chris Nynham, a leading protester, says he's disappointed and angered by the government's decision.
We've been completely ignored, and I think that's what people feel. And I think people feel very, very nervous about it as well, because it is genuinely frightening.
Next week, a group of Londoners is going to court to try to stop missiles being placed on top of their apartment block. This is hard to visualise, isn't it? Missile batteries in a crowded modern city in peacetime. They're just one element in an elaborate plan to protect the Olympics, says Tobias Feakin of the Royal United Services Institute for Defence and Security Studies.
This is the largest single security operation that the UK has undertaken since World War II.
The British government says there's no actual reported threat against the Games. Some of its critics suspect it's exploiting the Olympics to advertise its military wares. But everyone knows Olympic Games have been attacked before. You just can't be too careful, say officials. So fighter jets will be on standby. There'll be tens of thousands of police, soldiers and private security guards, a vast array of closed-circuit TV cameras, and, in the River Thames, a big warship.
You will see HMS Ocean, which is currently the Navy's largest vessel. It will be moored just off of Greenwich. It offers a particular capability, a large number of helicopters to be able to distribute troops as required. It will also be the base for the Marines whilst they are deployed for the Games.
If you're coming to London and find all this a little worrying, it's worth bearing a couple of things in mind. Average out the number of deaths caused annually by what might be described as terrorism in England this century, and you arrive at the figure 5. That's the same as the number killed here each year by wasps, hornets and bees. Also, says Feakin, the biggest security threat to the Games is not terrorism, but street crime.
Pickpocketing, muggings, theft, that kind of thing. And that's been proven through research into previous Games. It's always come out as the number one threat and risk.
There's another lethal weapon that'll be out there patrolling the Olympics. His name is Rufus.
Rufus is an American Harris Hawk.
That's Rufus the Hawk's owner, Imogen Davis.
He'll be at the tennis event of the Olympics, and he will be there present, scaring the pigeons.
The Olympic tennis will be at Wimbledon, where the world-famous championship is going on right now. London has a vast number of pigeons. Hawks are often used to stop them messing up the city. Rufus is working at Wimbledon at the moment, making sure pigeons don't get in the way of play. The other day, while he was in a car, he was stolen. Several days later, after police made a public appeal, he was returned.
Oh, when we managed to get him back, we were just completely overjoyed and so happy and relieved.
Let's hope the same fate doesn't befall those rooftop missiles. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.